Came with me, EVE, and I told you, baby, today we have got superstar Ira Star. I didn't even know I did that.
Oh jeez.
I can't even help myself, girl. Jeez. We've got superstar Ira Star in
What's
the building.
Up?
And guys, I just need to let you know, in the studio right now, there's like an overload of beauty. Like when I came in this morning, I knew that the studio was hot, and now the heat has gone higher. Like, what
it's
do we do?
Me. It's not just me. It's you.
It
it's
rush. You. Sis. It's rushing.
It's everywhere. The frequency.
Oh, it's too high. How are you?
I'm good.
You look good. You know, you look good. Like, you look super good. I love it. It's giving fashion. It's giving alien superstar. It's giving Ide Roche. You know what I'm saying? Not you actually giving me poses. Not you actually posing. But I feel like a lot of people did not even know that you were like a model. Like, that's one of the things people don't actually know.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people know it though.
A lot of people? No, actually. So there was a time I actually like was putting out facts on the show, and I do this like with different artists, and I had people call me like, hey, no, we explain why she fine. I'm like, is that how it works?
Like, I used to model like 2 years before I started doing music.
Music, yeah.
Just to get like some small money. But yeah.
I get that. Of course, I was about to look at you like if the modeling bag came proper, you won't be all up in it.
Yes, of course
you would. But how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing amazing. I'm working.
I can imagine that. But obviously it doesn't seem like you've been around in Niger for long.
Where have you been?
I've been everywhere. Let me live vicariously through you, because I haven't been able to take a trip in forever.
I'm in Paris for 4 hours. I'm in before you know, I'm in Qatar. Last year my head was like,
wow.
Anywhere. Last year I've not been anywhere. You think I've been to Cotonou? That's the only place.
And now you're in Paris for 4 hours.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Wow. So the juxtaposition, like, let's look at your life at some point, you know, way back, and what it is like now. Like, did you ever think it was gonna happen this soon?
Definitely, yes. I prayed for this. Yes.
I love it.
I worked for this, so I definitely thought. I planned my life. I was like, I want this. This is what I want. And I worked towards that. So definitely.
So she's like, I was ready. Do you understand? Yeah, I came prepped.
Yeah,
I'll never forget like the very first time like I heard your music. I was called to listen, and they're like, you know, we have this new artist, and you know, I feel like she's really good. I'm like, okay, let's hear it. And then. Well, it's unreleased music. Some of them still haven't been released till now. And I was listening.
Oh, you're one of the people that heard Fashion Killer first.
Long before. Yeah. I was one of the ones who wanted Fashion Killer to be awake.
Yeah.
Back then. And I was like, yo, she's good. But it's not the fact that she's good. It's the fact that I feel like she's versatile. Like, she will give you different sounds. And I could feel the softy and I could feel the hard guy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's one of the things that you have. It's so easy for you to like assume different personas. Is that how it is in your head? Like, you
yes,
know?
And even like in real life too. Like, I like to enter two different like energies. Sometimes I'm dressed like a guy and I want to like, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know, I want to wear boots.
Get that? Yes.
And sometimes I'm like wearing my skirt is just as tiny as a belt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not wearing clothes. But I like to expose myself to different things. I like to feel different things, and I put that in my music too. I want people to be able to feel two different energies. I can start a song very like, you know, slow or sad and low, and I'm the chorus, I'm angry. You know? I want people to be able to feel different things when they hear me.
I love that. I saw a video yesterday. It was talking about Rush. I think it was a TikTok Don Jazzy posted, and you were saying how, you know, it was funny how this was recorded at a very like low time in your life. What was going on then?
I was just working a lot. I think the time where I when I made Rush, I wrote Rush with this amazing writer called Embryo.
Okay.
Thank you, Embryo, for allowing me enter that space.
Thank you, Embryo, for giving birth to see what I did there. Okay.
Allowing me enter that space. So yeah, when I wrote Rush, I was in a phase where I was so unsure of myself. Mm-hmm. And I grew up a very confident person. As a child, nobody could tell me anything.
Is the air for me?
I'm telling you, girl. Like, I'll be like, I'm going to be a superstar. And I would just like be that confident girl.
Yeah.
And you know, when I Bloody Samaritan started blowing up, I was also entering like a stage in womanhood also.
Yeah.
So it was a lot, you know. I was not with my family because I'm traveling around all the world time and everything. So I was in a phase where I was very insecure, I was very unsure of myself. I wasn't sure what I could do. I felt like everything I was somebody else's idea. It wasn't me. So I wanted to find myself. I wanted to find the real
be in charge and take
and
agency.
That's when I made Rush. So it was like my song, like, yeah, this is who I am. Take it or leave it.
I love it so much. You know what? Let us let Rush rush, okay? We'll be back in a bit. And of course, it's still a Superstar Wednesday rocking with the EVE and Iris Star. Ooh, yeah, we're having a pretty nice time, okay? And I mean, I feel like it's been a great year for you. It's been a great few years for you, at least on the outside. We know that. But then again, like, it's so easy when you get into like this space for people to just feel like it's always like rainbows and sunshine and roses, and no one thinks about one how you even got to that point. I mean, I know that one of the biggest things, or one of the things that has influenced you the most, is loss that you experienced, and we can feel that. I feel like from your music, anyone who's actually listening with intent can tell that, okay, you know, this person is deep, and that's because experiences also. Yeah. How would you say, like, you know, with the demise of your dad and just every single thing, how did that shape you to this point where you are now, this formidable force that's Ira? Mm,
that's such a good question. No one has ever asked me that. Oh my
well,
God.
Well, girl, I'm smart, smart.
Oh my God, you're smart. So losing my dad put me in a very vulnerable, the most vulnerable position I've ever been in my entire life.
Hmm.
You know, I was very open at that time. Like, I was like, something, I was shocked. Like,
shocked, yeah.
I've never lost anybody before. And losing my dad, like, all of a sudden, you understand, was just was a shake. Like, okay, this is real life.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. You're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to make money. You're going to have to, like
be there
happen.
Now for you,
yeah, for me, you know, for my family and everything. And you know, I also try to put that into my work and my music, because that's why I'm traveling around the world.
Yeah,
that's why I'm, you know, that's why I'm working, that's why I'm doing festivals, that's why I'm like doing all these things. Like,
yeah,
I'm working so hard, I don't sleep.
no sleep
not yet. When it's time to sleep, you got to do it. I'll sleep. Yeah, but like, as I'm saying, and it put me in a very vulnerable position. I also like to put that in my music.
Yeah.
I think before that happened, I used to just write songs about like heartbreak. Heartbreak does not happen to me, but I would just write songs about heartbreak.
As a writer, yeah, you just go everywhere.
Like,
I'll
just write songs,
yeah,
about heartbreak. But now I feel like I can make music about just life, you know, and loss. Not just heartbreak. Not heartbreak from a romantic perspective, more
actual
heartbreak,
yeah,
like live. And just I know what pain feels like, so I make music to make people feel better.
You know, that is phenomenal, because I know a lot of people suffer loss, and it doesn't particularly jolt them into doing anything remarkable. I feel like for you, you have channeled it so much, and you have made something so beautiful out of something that hurts you. And that's odd. I'm not even joking. In this world of today, where we tend to always, people tend to want to take the easy way out. You know, it's crazy to see how that has, you know, helped you in your journey. And you started well. It's one thing to have the talent, but it's another thing to have the work ethic, which girl, you have.
We're going.
Ali is going. No, and you really have that. I mean, now you have a song with Kelly Rowland. Bloody Samaritan, that was an overhit song. Shout out to that uncle who always winds his whistle.
See, he's my best friend, you know.
Have you met him?
I've not met him yet, but we
you
talk.
Have to meet
I
him.
I have to meet him. I'm always like,
cause that
with me,
yo.
I need to meet him. Probably,
please,
you know,
do.
When I can do like a show and now just.
Let him come on stage, please. Whenever that happens, let me know.
He's my best friend, you know.
Oh no, he supports you 100%. He rides for you like no other. But how did it happen with Kelly? Like, no, I didn't see that coming.
So Kelly like uploaded like a video of her just vibing to Fashion Killer, and I was like, eh?
I remember that video actually.
I said to everybody,
that maybe this.
I was like, are you seeing that? Can you hear Fashion Killer? Have you heard? My fans have gone up.
Are you hearing? Are you the hearing? Crowd is much.
Are you hearing the crowd?
They're shouting.
So like, I was like, oh my God. So I messaged her, I was like, oh, thank you so much. And she messaged me, like, she was like, she wants to be in Fashion Killer, Bloody Samaritan Remix. I was like, what? Sent to everybody. I was like, Jazzy, what do you think? Really want to do that? She was like, yeah, let's do it, let's hear. And when we heard the verse, oh my God.
It was.
She just went hard. Like, she made the song new.
Bro.
She made the, she was like, I was like, Kelly, it's my song.
Kelly,
it's,
calm down.
It's my song. But like, yeah, I'm so happy to be able to work with her. She's such an amazing human being and an amazing artist. And I'm so inspired by her.
Oh gosh, love it so much. You know what? I'm just going to rush and play Bloody Samaritan. Because what is all this talk that we're talking here? Woo, I'm having so much fun in this interview, to be honest.
Me too.
But oh, obviously, by the way, you made a cameo without your knowledge in, you know, Black Bones Back in Uni.
I just saw it. What a brilliant video.
It's such a brilliant video.
Omo, it's the week for me. I was just like, no, don't do this to
me. I mean, then again, though, you do rock blonde really, really well. So, you know, we've gone from like ginger, that subtle ginger. Was there like a little red at some point?
There was like a ginger, so there was like a orange.
Yeah.
Ginger.
Exactly.
Then I did like a white and black.
Yes. Oh my. So I've always had this obsession with Cruella and I've always wanted to do like all the time. I'd be trying, but they'd be messing up these wigs. So when I saw it, I'm like, you see, the girl gets it. The girl gets it. You can't fake haute couture. You just have to be haute couture on the inside.
You can't. It's like genre.
It's like genre. It's they like don't genre. Understand the. I can't say it on radio. Genre. But yo, I mean, you say like you've been working and you've been putting on all this work. And when you say that, sometimes I feel scared because I'm like, what's this one going to bring again now? Shall I come again? So. We weren't expecting Rush. I have to say that it was a surprise. You literally just woke up one day and put it out there and everybody's like, oh, so she's bringing out a song. And we see how the acceptance has been for that. Like, did you even expect Rush to like rush this much?
To be honest, I didn't know. I did not.
Okay.
I didn't want to release Rush.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Why?
I was like, no, I want to do something like, you know, more like, you know, I want to talk about life. You know me, you know.
You remind me of my mom in that regard. My mom is always like, you know, we want to write. We want to talk about life lessons.
I want to talk about like, you know, like, you want to do something
deep terms.
My vocals. I want to like, yeah, but.
Give us
like,
some yodeling.
Like, you know, I was about to go off. I have a song. I was like, Jazzy was like, let's do so, this is the song. I was like, yeah, but I feel like I'm speaking too much pitching. I'm telling you, I was so insecure about it. I was
for
like,
real?
I had so many thoughts about it. I was like, maybe it's not good. But Jazzy, my Tega.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tega. Tega, my Rima. Rima is my A&R.
Yeah.
My A&R in general, like, they had so much confidence in this song. And just the confidence, like, you know, transferred to me because I was like, okay, if they are so confident about this song, then let me try it. And I did the first day. I've not seen one bad comment about Rush till now.
Yo, honestly, crazy. It took everybody by storm, I have to say. Mm-hmm. And I understood what you said about Pigeon because I understand like when you grow up in a certain way, there's just some things you're, but do you know the way you roll with Pigeon? I be speaking Pigeon a lot more. I
see,
kid you not. And I'm telling you, it's like, it's just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so cool.
I'm so proud of it now.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Traveling around there.
Yeah.
It's giving me like, the way people see, what Afrobeat
is
now.
Tell them, because it's like, they don't know.
People don't even know. Like, it's what?
We
it's
be
so
saying
big.
It.
I'm in a room with a lot of important people and 50% are Nigerians.
Yeah.
Of like record labels and they're all Nigerians and it's like Afrobeat is like, it's so
taking
amazing
over.
What we're doing. It's so amazing.
So knowing this now, I feel like there's so much you've got up your sleeves. I mean, I've seen, you know, videos of you in certain studios recording with certain people and I'm like, okay, what's happening?
No, there's so much more. There's so much more like, Rush is just like the beginning of what I'm about to do to Afrobeats as a genre itself.
I love the way you said that. What I'm about to do to Afrobeats. She's like, I'm about to be a problem to this Afrobeats.
What I'm about to do with Afrobeats, what I'm about to do with my career, what I'm about to inspire people with. I cannot wait. I can't just wait for God to use
you're
me.
You're giving me all the good feels,
you.
I love it. I mean, to be honest, I bet on you from day one and I will never forget that day in the Maven office listening to the music and I'm like,
Thank
that moment
much.
I asked, I'm like, can I see her face?
Thank you so
much. And then I saw your face. I'm like, I know this babe now. like, I know this babe now. She's a model babe now. Like, okay, cool. And, you know, it's super amazing to just have you here. Your persona is great. You have everything it takes to be a star. So that style, your name is there for a reason. So I can't wait. So are we expecting anything this year?
Yes. 19 and Dangerous Deluxe, by God's grace, definitely. Coming out this month.
Oh, this month?
I'm giving you a pull, you know.
You have to know. I think I've just been throwing good vibes at you for nothing. Give and take.
Thank you so much
for coming through. So next year, Uncle.
Yes, then that's, you know.
Is that next year that you injure us,
Abby? That's when I'm entering. No, this year too, I'm injuring people, but next year, that's when I'm entering the celestial mode.
Problem. Another problem.
Body snare. That's when I mention my body snare. It's coming.
What is body snare?
You'll find out. I'm actually going
to use that. That's probably my next caption because I don't even know what it means, but I'm already feeling it. But no, thank you so much for coming through. This has been so much fun. I can't wait for all of this fire that's coming through. I mean, I'll listen to it for everybody.
Oh my God. I love that.
I mean, I'm just saying, I know, but it's like, you know, it's whatever.